This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
On Sunday, Oregon's 162nd birthday, an anniversary of statehood. It's going to be celebrated like everything else, online and virtually this year. Stacy Nally joins us from the state capitol. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. First of all, kind of talk about your role there, what you do at the state capitol.
Yeah, thank you. I am the public outreach coordinator. In that role, I do a lot of the public events. I train tour guides. I give tours of the Capitol. I bring in exhibits. So a lot of the public-facing roles is what I am in charge of.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been there almost 7 years in that role.
Wow. What kind of background did you have to get into this kind of job? It sounds like it's very unique.
A lot of different roles. I actually started as a journalist in my career, got into public relations and marketing. Then I started my own business, and I got my foot in the door at the Capitol store, actually managing that, and then this role became available. It was a brand new position, and they asked me to apply for it, and I've been able to develop it. It's been an amazing journey for me.
And obviously, the last 10 or 11 months of doing your job have probably been a challenge.
A little bit of a challenge, a really big learning curve, that's for sure. Not only are we doing the birthday online this year, we did a couple of events online last year, and we developed an amazing virtual tour of the Capitol that we are now engaging with children in the class, like a live tour guide giving a tour of the Capitol building in classrooms. It's a pilot program at this point, but we, fulfilled all of our slots, and we're so happy to be engaging with children, answering questions about the process and about the building. Big learning curve for us, but we were up to the challenge, and we're still delivering content to the public.
Well, it's great that you can adapt that for the kids. I remember touring the state capitol when I was 10. It wasn't with a tour group. It was with my family during the summer or spring break, something like that. But I was just in awe. I read a lot of history. My mom had been a teacher. My dad worked for state government. But as I walked around the Capitol, it was just a sense of this incredible place. I even got to sit in the governor's ceremonial office chair and thought at some point I would become governor. Apparently, that's not happening. But, it's just a very unique place and a very special place, and it's great that you've been able to adapt it so kids can still take a look at it even during these times of COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you we still get the whoa when we take kids virtually into the rotunda and show them the stars on the dome. And we take a little video up the Capitol stairs to the tower on top of the building and show them the pioneer. And again, the comments, whoa, wow. And of course, we let them know we hope to see them in person really soon.
So Sunday, talk about what's going on for the anniversary of statehood and Oregon's 162nd birthday.
Yeah, we have been putting these events on now for 7 years, and they have just gotten bigger and better through the years. We have more than 40 unique cultural and heritage partners that we work with to put on Oregon's birthday. And a lot of them have been able to adapt and create content for us this year. Videos, we have a number of videos. So End of the Oregon Trail, Oregon Black Pioneers, the Friends of the Pioneer Cemetery in Salem. And we are uploading those videos and making it available for the public. I know End of the Oregon Trail had produced some videos, and they put them behind a paywall, and we worked with them to bring one of those outside of the paywall up until February 14th. So from the first of the month till February 14th, you could click on it, and you don't have to pay to watch the video, and that is on our Facebook page.
And I understand you've got a display, maybe a couple of them, of the state constitution as well.
Yes. So You know, that is one of the things that we're really proud of. We have a 2-week exhibit of the original Oregon State Constitution, and an archivist brings that document every day into our building. They display it for the day, and then they pack it up and take it back to archives at night so it can be in its tomb, if you were. And we didn't want to let that exhibit go this year. They were amazing and ahead of the game. They have the entire original Oregon State Constitution scanned and available as a PDF online, so you can flip through it. And then they also have the current document with all of its amendments typewritten. So the original is a handwritten document, and then they have the current, of course, typewritten form. And we have links to both of those also online.
Wow. So a lot going on. To help people get connected to this over the next few days between now and Sunday and find out what is going on, what else is out there, maybe additional ways for adults or kids to learn about the Capitol, talk about maybe your website and where people should go.
Sure. If, you know, Facebook is always fun for us. We get a lot of engagement, and we're able to tell who's interacting. They're able to comment. They're able to ask a question. So if you go to Oregon State Capitol on Facebook, you'll see there's an event page specifically for the birthday. And in the discussion, all the posts are there, downloadable. There's an activity book for kids to download. There's going to be a state seal that they can download in color, and then we ask them to create their own state seal. But they can also go to OregonCapitol.com. And then there's an event tab. You're going to go to the event tab. You can click on Oregon's birthday. And then there's a URL. Follow that URL, and it'll land you to a page where all those activities and videos are housed in one space.
All right, that's all coming up. Sunday, again, the anniversary, the birthday of the state of Oregon. Stacy Nally from the Oregon State Capitol, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.